This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett joining us now live on WBEN. Brad, a lot to get to today, but I do want to start with, because it is back to school all week long, Buffalo going back to school today, and pretty much everybody now is back. The focus on school security is still with us, especially after the shooting in Minneapolis last week. In the week since, have we learned anything that, you know, might put a greater light on a certain aspect of school security? Is there something that people are focusing in on, or is this still something that people are looking at and going, I don't know how you prevent someone from doing this?
Well, to a certain extent, Brian, you have to look at that. Some of these things would be pretty impossible to stop unless you knew about them in advance. Now, if you look at the shooting that occurred at the Catholic Church with the school attached to the church, that shooter couldn't get in because they had locked the doors, and that's why he shoots through the glass, apparently, and eventually does get inside, but they say he did really all the shooting outside. So when you look at schools, they're inherently a challenge to make secure because they weren't built to be prisons for obvious reasons. And so with multiple entries and exits, you know, it's not reasonable to have metal detectors at every entrance and exit. You know, there's a lot of argument that metal detectors really aren't a deterrent for mass shooters because they're so pre-planned. But having said all that, it's all driven by reasonableness, right? I mean, obviously being able to get information in advance about somebody that wants to harm students, police obviously can deal with that on the front end and have in a lot of examples we could talk about. But, you know, each school is unique, and having to figure out what's a reasonable level of security, from off-duty police officers to private security to cameras, you know, every school has to make a call on that. And obviously it's driven by money too. Everything I just mentioned can be expensive, among other things. So I think that's where the line draws. Now, might you see more police presence outside schools initially, maybe in Buffalo? We'll have to see. That has happened to other locations, but that would only be, I think, temporarily. And that's really more peace of mind than anything else. A difficult subject, there is no resolution, but, you know, to my earlier point, you know, mass shooters who plan in advance and using pretty heavy duty weaponry is pretty tough to defense against.
Brad, we spoke with a local school superintendent yesterday who told us the mindset has really changed. They used to keep their security plans close to the vest, but now they want it all out in the open. They want everyone to know that they have detection systems that can detect weapons at the slightest exposure. They have special film on their windows to prevent gunfire and a whole lot of other things, too.
Right. And the reason for that, obviously, is when you look at the crime term, soft target, hard target, you know, a soft target is obviously, you know, public venue type settings. Harder targets are where there are some defenses, like going into a building, let's say an office building, and you clear basically the front door, but there's like a dead space before you go through a set of other doors, and you have to be cleared before you can get through the second set of doors. That, you know, that's problematic to somebody who wants to go in and start shooting. So and that would maybe enough of a deterrent for them not to go to that school or that building. So I totally get why they're doing that, and I think that's a good idea.
What can you tell us about the, you know, because we always have these questions of what led somebody to do this. Mental health is always something that gets thrown out there, but the ideology of this person and maybe a troubling new trend of the ideology being almost no ideology, mad at everybody, terminally online, nihilistic in a way.
Yep. And that's pretty accurate. And what happens is at some point, as this builds up, the person feels angry, depressed, revenge-driven, and hopeless. And in particular, they feel powerless. And when you combine all those and you take them to an extreme level, and of course, to your point, online and isolation add to that, then people at some point just say, I'm going to go do X on Y date. And for them, at least for a brief period of time, it's a release. It's a release of their anger and their rage, and they feel powerful. Maybe 2 to 3 minutes, and quite possibly will be dead on the other end of it, either by their own hand or by forcing the police to shoot them. But it's that lets you know the level of desperateness and rage, and then it, I think, really super important that they can just make the rest of us sort of in you. It's like you're not humanity anymore. You're just the enemy. It's like acute narcissism to a large extent. Again, tough to defend against unless you know about it in advance. And the people who've been down these dark holes of despair is not uncommon. Most of them don't end up being mass shooters. But these people need help, and the system needs to be aware of them. And I realize that gets tricky from a privacy standpoint, et cetera. But, there's no ideal way to deal with this, and we just all have to be more aware and talk about people we think we're concerned about them, acquiring more weapons, whatever it might be, and have an intelligent conversation about that.
Brad, always great to talk with you this morning. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.